think of Nineveh. Now, Nineveh was a huge and wicked city. And in the time I'm thinking of, it was the capital of an empire. And so its culture was having an impact far and wide. Now, God could have just, you know, brought fire from heaven, like on Sodom and Gomorrah, and taken care of Nineveh. But what did he do? God did miracles in the Mediterranean Sea to bring a half-digested prophet to turn the people from their sin and save an entire city and its generation. Now, this is, you know, I talked about the forgotten message of Ezra and Nehemiah, that the rebirth of a nation begins with restoring the integrity of a single city. The forgotten message of the story of Jonah is God's concern for cities. We've told that story of Jonah, you know, over and over again. We cut our teeth on it in little kids' Sunday school. But what happens at the end of the story? Jonah hates Nineveh. And even though he grudgingly preaches to them and calls them to repent, he goes up on the hillside to watch, hoping that God will still rain down fire from heaven and wipe the city out. And he gets himself a front row seat. So God sends a dry wind and a hot sun, and Noah's getting sunstroke out there. And so God causes a vine to grow, a gourd vine to grow up and overnight and provide shade for Jonah. So Jonah's thinking, okay, God is coming around to see things my way. He's made me a nice shady spot here to watch the destruction of Nineveh. So God sends a worm, and the worm destroys the gourd, the vine withers, and Jonah gets absolutely upset. And God says, what's the matter, Jonah? Are you upset? And, you know, read those last lines of Jonah. Jonah says, I am so angry I could die. And God says, okay, you are so angry because of one gourd vine dying. And God says, should I not be concerned about this great city? Wow, that's a powerful word, isn't it? But we haven't heard that preached from the book of Jonah. But that's the Jonah message. Is that God is concerned about a city like Jesus. God says, you know, this, I forget, what's the number? 100,000 or something. There's 100,000 kids in that city that don't even know how to tell their right hand from their left hand yet. And shouldn't I be concerned about this great city? Wow. Yeah. When we start looking for it, we see from Genesis to Revelation God's concern for cities. And why? Because cities generate culture. Now, so what?